It's an ice cream scooper. And it's an old one. This one is probably 40, 50 years old. I'm not sure. Something like that. And it has mercury inside. I don't think they make those anymore. And then
a cup.
Well, you can't see it, but it's a trophy from 1975, first place. Now, my question is, what does this have to do with this, have to do with this, have to do with this? You do not know. Anybody know? All right. You got a guess? What? Well, Jesus did die on the cross. That's a good one, but it's a little different. Now, you're never going to guess this one. Let me tell you. These are symbols that remind me of my dad. You see, my dad on the 26th, next week, will have died 2 years ago. And this came from the ice cream store where I worked with my dad. This is a pocket cross, and the reason I have the pocket cross is my dad always had a cross in his pocket. It was one of his things. And then the jelly beans, my dad loved licorice. And I have a big old jar from Sam's of jelly beans. And it's amazing how many licorice ones are in there. And I kind of do this. I eat them periodically, even though I don't like them, because you know what it reminds me of? My dad. And then my dad loved licorice so much he made licorice ice cream. Ugh. And that, we didn't sell much of that. And then this right here, guys, this is my trophy. My dad and I won the Dallas Open in the father-son tournament back in 1975. And when I look at each one of these things, it reminds me of my dad. Now, the interesting thing about that, we have a lot of symbols as Christians that remind us of our hero, which my dad was my hero, and to remind us of Jesus. We have the cross. When you see a cross, you need to remember Jesus died on the cross. When you see a Bible, you need to remember that the Bible tells us about Jesus. And here's a question for you. When you see the Lord's Supper and you see that piece of bread that we take, what are you supposed to remember? It represents His body. And the blood, the juice represents His blood. So here's the thing I want you to remember. Symbols have meaning. And if you're not careful, you forget the meaning. And so when I look at these, it brings a smile to my face because it reminds me of my dad. The cross, the Bible, Jesus, those should remind us and bring a smile to our face as well. When we have the Lord's Supper, we need to smile because it reminds us of what Jesus did for us, okay? Let's have a word of prayer and let's ask God to help us remember that. Father, help us to remember the symbols that remind us of You. Like a lamb reminds us that You were the Lamb of the world to take away our sins. You died. And Father, there's so many symbols. Just help us to remember them. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Here, Miss Julie's got the gift. And you can go back to your seat. I want you to pay attention. If we had cut the lights at this time, let's let the kids start getting back. This is a Father's Day video that I want you to watch. You'll recognize some of these people.
I think he's a football player.
Flowers, you know, guys don't want flowers. So my wife came up.